Teachers are heading back to school next week to wrap up what has been a very unusual school year and get ready for September, and that includes training in remote learning. Teachers Union President Dean Ingram says until a vaccine is available, uncertainty remains. Teachers are doing what they can to prepare for every possible scenario.
The chief medical officer and her recommendations will certainly dictate the path going forward. School staff members, while they can go into the buildings, but there's a number of things there. The recommendations had to be adhered to, appropriate physical distancing and so on. But the key thing is teachers are very clearly illustrated that they may continue to work from home as long as they meet the expectations outlined. And that's what we expect going forward. There'll be further discussion on what exactly some of these expectations will look like, but that's where things are.
As of June 1st, teachers will be permitted to return to school to wrap up the school year and take part in what are being called critical professional learning opportunities in areas of technology and virtual learning, something the Minister of Education says is in preparation for a possible second wave of COVID-19. Education Minister Brian Waugh says these professional learning opportunities in tech and virtual learning are in fact setting the stage for a second wave in which schools have to close again.
It's not lost on us that, both students and teachers are certainly, this is new for them, as it is for all of us. And, we want to make sure that teachers are best prepared. If that's the case in September, where we have to have even a combination of virtual learning and in-class instruction, we want to make sure that the education system is prepared for, every potential learning experience.
Waugh says the plan is to have students back in school, but they need to be ready in case that can't happen.